This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The pork industry is facing uncertainty as Prop 12 takes effect. We'll have more right after this.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions, and be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
California's Prop 12 goes into effect with the new year starting today. It becomes California state law during a time of already great uncertainty in the pork market. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Bert Nelson said that's on top of some already bearish pork market conditions.
We've got some bearish fundamentals going on in the pork market. We just had the USDA's quarterly hogs and pigs report released. We found out that we've still got quite a few hogs in the inventory. The breeding inventory was up 3% from this time last year. So what this means is we have more hogs in the market than we have demand.
Nelson said that California's Proposition 12 is now about to throw another wrench into the market.
California possesses about 13% of the demand for U.S. pork. And when Prop 12 goes into effect, we lose that 13% demand from the conventional marketplace. Now that we're facing a decreased inventory in the beef market, that leaves us asking, when will consumer demand start to pick up for pork products? Or will they, as pork is a very close substitute to our beef prices?
Nelson added that, unfortunately, there's still a lot of uncertainty about how the market will adjust after today.
I don't know that there is a lot to be done with regards to Prop 12. The fact that it takes effect on January 1 leaves so many people asking questions and very little to actually do to prepare for it. When this takes place, the only pork that will be allowed for sale in that California market will have to be compliant with Prop 12. So that automatically removes many of our conventional producers from that marketplace. And so until we see some increased demand domestically and continued demand in our export markets, we are going to be at the mercy of whatever comes into play here.
For the World of Agriculture, I'm Riley Smith.